It is John and Rachel, and this is Ya Jag Off Late Night, episode number 4.
Love it. We're getting used to all this. We love showing everybody around and letting them get used to what the Q92.9 studios look like. Because if you're watching, listening, whatever, for the very first time, we are at the Q92.9 studios right here on McKnight Road. We hope that you check us out if you haven't. Listen to us wherever you find podcasts. Make sure you're tuning in every Friday night because we have so many fun, amazing Pittsburghers like tonight. It's an all-star cast.
Right.
If you don't look at your sheet, do you know who's all here?
I do know who's all here. But first of all, if you do find the podcast or you're watching or listening to this one on YouTube, wherever, make sure you share it. Leave some comments. Like last week, we had a couple of comments actually on YouTube. It was like, wow, people are actually watching it. So
I love when he says the validation piece.
Make sure you share it and tell everybody like this is not so bad. These people aren't so bad.
They're not so bad.
All right, so here's our guest tonight.
Who's first?
James Santelli from the Regional Asset District. So you might not know what that is, but you would know it. It's RAD. You hear RAD days go on here in Pittsburgh, but there's a whole lot of process that goes on to get to RAD days, and we're going to talk about that because you, as the general public, have a chance to be informed about what's going on over at the Regional Asset District.
A lifetime movie star, and it is not even the like holiday season yet. I mean, it's upon us, but it's not those like cornball ones. Like if you watched SNL last week, they did the amazing spoof on.
Right.
Little different, but Pittsburgh's own. Now we've adopted him. He is from New York City, but Steve Hofstetter is here, and being in North Hills, it's pretty cool because his second location is here on Babcock.
The cool thing about Steve is that when I was downstairs getting the things we're giving, because, you know, we're at McKnight Road, and we encourage people to come and watch this thing, I was downstairs getting the Mancini's bread out of my car.
I love that you're tempting
people. Because
they
gave us pepperoni rolls and everything, and I saw this limousine van pull in. I'm like, no kidding.
And
he came in a limousine.
Does he have a driver?
He was the driver.
Oh, yeah. Because I have a driver.
So,
I just don't have a limousine.
So, anyways, Erica Jay and I were down there like, oh my God, check that
Who's
out.
This?
What a cool ride.
Yeah.
And he was the driver. So, anyways, Steve is here. That's cool. And we have a rap artist coming on tonight.
Too Foul. Listen, this is what I'm most excited about. We have been celebrating 50 years of hip hop all year long. And I really want to chat with somebody local because it's been really cool to see how all of the celebs, like Will Smith came out, hasn't performed in how long. Mm-hmm. He was doing some things. We most recently, during Jazz Days, had two of the pioneers with Jimmy Jam. Mm-hmm. So we really want to know, like, come on, tell us what it's all about. How do you really celebrate hip-hop? Because that was my favorite.
Cool thing is,
anybody who cares.
He's from the area where we podcasted some time ago, which is a based neighborhood-based studio, which is cool.
Was on the blog? Go first.
So first thing is that, listen, when it trickles rain or it flurries a little bit of snow, you don't have to hit your brakes. Just drive. Mm-hmm. And on the blog at jagoff.com, we have a picture of a car it's very blurry. It's like one of those when there's a murder, you know, the picture's always blurry of the person.
Yeah.
Well, this car is blurry because it was in action of them hitting their brakes going up a hill because there was 4 snow flurries. Don't do it.
Did you do this by yourself?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get the picture.
Oh, yeah.
I love that you called it the slow, snow driver.
Yeah.
You're starting to theme like me.
You know?
Second up. Jagging around with Steve Young. Why is this so important? Well, first of all, it's not Steve Young, the football player, because let me tell you, I could care less about football and less Steelers, of course, but I had the biggest crush on Steve Young when I was younger.
Yeah.
Do you know who he is?
Right? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're not a huge football person, are you?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
49ers.
So anyway, it's the Steve Young of New York. We Zoomed with him because he's coming here to Bottle Rockets, and the coolest part is he actually wrote for the one and only David Letterman.
Yeah, he was the guy when David Letterman's record collection, he was the guy who pulled all those records.
Yeah.
He also wrote for season 8 of The Simpsons.
So
big time comedy writer coming to Pittsburgh.
For Simpsons fans,
check
it's the Ned Flanders, like, when you'll know what it is. It's the Ned Flanders when they like call him out and he thinks he may not love God anymore. Hysterical.
Most of our Jagging Around videos are 3 to 4 minutes. We left him on because he called out one of our sponsors, Dryer Vent Wizard.
He did, and I want to see if she hasn't picked it up yet. We're testing you, Dryer Vent Wizard, to see. Speaking of, we have to obviously thank People's Gas as well as Rourke Automotive because we are able to do this late night every single Friday, and we absolutely love it. All right, moving on. If you are listening to this as the podcast version, just skip because tomorrow we are going to the one and only, the first ever, don't say annual because it's not annual yet, Yinzer Fest. We are so stoked. It's not a fest yet. It's actually the Great Yinzer Tailgate.
Yep.
And we are helping to MC it, but we're doing our Yinzer Olympics, and we're super stoked for that because people get to come balance one of our ornaments, our parking chair ornaments, on a spatula. They get to eat strawberry pretzel jello salad with their hands behind their backs. It'll be a great time. So if you're listening now, please come hang out and have a really good time.
And if you're listening after that happened, make sure you go watch the videos, because I guarantee you people eating strawberry jello pretzel salad without their hands is worth watching.
And I didn't say it's at South Point. I don't know exactly where, but I mean, South Point is not that big. If you're driving through there, just ask the local gas attendant where
you're supposed to go. Make sure you watch Talk Pittsburgh this week, this Friday, because our next JAG tag is going to be up there. So it's on.
Where are we going?
3 to 4 p.m. We are going to Bean and Brush.
Brush and Bean, Bean brush and Brush. We don't know, because the point to it is we don't do any kind of background info. Mm-hmm. They were tagged as a JAG, you know, term of endearment, of course, mm-hmm. but we're headed to Murrysville from what we understand. Right. So we're excited to find out what all that means, but cue the confetti.
Time to pay attention.
Yeah. I should have brought my kazoo.
Breaking news bumper. The ultimate you jag off holiday parade is back this year, December 2nd, and it's going to be at the Block at Northway.
Yeah. Not your average holiday parade you jag off, with the best graphic ever, because Johnny did it and it is absolutely fantastic. From what I understand, Jamie at the Block at Northway is actually putting it up as the billboard starting tomorrow. So you can actually see it whenever you're driving through McKnight Road. Get your holiday shopping done. Go there, but check out the fact that we are welcoming in what used to be the parade, and now it's done
it's
in a parking
version.
Lot. Yeah. We sit in a pickup truck and we drive to different stations. What are the stations? The Berg Bus Station, the Mancini Station, and the Screen Mobile Station, where we greet our guests, interview them, let them perform, have a jolly old time.
Right. And then we go get, we drink.
We don't. Yeah. There's more to it.
She's lying. She's actually lying. We have 15 seconds.
Max and Shane are actually playing a part in this also. So
they're
you need to read all about it.
All right. We're going to go interview a guest.
He's shutting
right
me up, but that's all right. Stay with us. We're excited for tonight's show on your Jag Up Late Night. So what are we getting here?
No.
So coffee, espresso. I don't know if that's what I want. Of course, chocolate is always a go-to.
I want the cake cone or sugar
cone? Just pick. Because right. I can't. I'm getting to the point where I'm getting frustrated over ice cream.
To order? Do you need some help?
I'll let you pick. You pick.
I'm going waffle cone for you with vanilla.
Sure, if you want.
Sprinkles. Jimmy's.
Get
Sprinkles and Jimmy's.
Do you get Jimmy's at Millie's?
Oh my gosh. You do that.
Oh, you got a double scoop. Perfect. Thank you.
Right. You're welcome.
Oh, my God, this is delicious.
Wait. Whoa. Before you dig in, you have to call 811. Anytime you're doing digging for a project, including the project that this has been, you have to call 811. We will come out and mark your lines. People's utility workers will come out and mark those lines. Make sure that you don't hit anything, because that could cause a serious safety incident if you do. So please, before you dig, call 811.
Dude.
Just want an ice cream.
Don't play with your food. But remember, before you dig this summer, call 811.
Hey, I got lost and I was on the fifth ring where the Air Force has their security. And I walked down a hall to a young gentleman sitting at a desk. And I just wanted to ask him how I get to the other inside rings. And he stood up and he put his hand on his gun. And I said, I don't care what in the hell you're doing in there. You could tell me, I won't know what it is, but just how do I get out of here? He just thought he was really pretty cool, and I didn't think he was going to show.
All right, so then the podcast, you saw, Jagoff does a lot of things, and we produce podcasts, so we appreciate the folks at Providence Point that let us produce their podcast. Actually, it's not even us, it's Monica.
I was going to say, we got the credit on that
one. I know, right?
We do zero work. She does it all, but it's a good thing to talk about. Another good thing to talk about is RAD. I always have you bring us in, because even when I am researching, if I have to like tag you guys, I'm like, regional asset, and John's like, district.
Double check.
Yes, because I'm like, what is that darn D? But James Santelli, you've become a regular on the Jagoff podcast, and now all of these little resources that we have through you, Jagoff, because we love talking to you and educating everybody about what RAD is. Because I feel like this year in particular, because the museums have been ranked so much, and I feel like everybody went to the museums,
right?
I think that everybody loves RAD now.
Well, I hope that people got, you know, as much as they could out of the museums being free, both in the month of August when we did 3 for free with the History Center, the Warhol, and the Children's Museum, and also with RAD Days. I mean, that's part of what RAD Days is. It's about thanking people for, you know, the rad tax money, and also just putting our name out there and saying, we help fund all of these different wonderful places that you get to enjoy. So I'm glad hopefully it's working.
I do. I really mean it. Yeah. I mean, I think it's the Ajaga podcast too, but I also think it's because all of those great things were happening. But, you know, before, I'm sorry. I know you want to ask the first question, which is fine.
No, no.
But what is RAD? Explain what the tax credit is so that people understand. We do this every time.
Absolutely. Okay. I'm happy to do it. RAD is the Allegheny Regional Asset District, and we distribute part of the 1% sales tax in Allegheny County. When you pay that 7% on sales, 1% is for the county. Half of that is for local government. The other half is RAD. And from that, our board makes decisions on where to allocate that money. About a third every year goes to our public libraries in the city and in the county. A third to our regional parks, all the big, you know, county parks and city parks like Frick Park and Shenley Park. And a third to anything from arts and culture, right, a lot of the museums that we talked about, places like the zoo, aviary, Phipps, stadiums, convention center. We even have a little for public transit. All put together makes up about what will be $135 million next year for our regional assets.
Everybody loves exciting. To see you walk in a room. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think it's pretty cool that even our guests that are following you today, each one of them are doing cool things and culturally in the area, and they would need to learn about the regional asset district tax.
Absolutely, and it's all keeping Pittsburgh and the local area vibrant in the arts scene, that there's always something going on, there's always something to see, and we're proud of the work that RAD does. You know, we fund organizations that help make that happen, but it doesn't happen with just those people. Like, we're glad that Pittsburgh just has an overall vibrant arts scene, including with the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council, which is another RAD asset. Right. Like, we definitely punch above our weight class in terms of that.
Yeah, and I know we've said this before on other podcasts, but this is episode 4 of our new podcast. So, yeah.
This is all
so
brand new.
You are the people that make people happy that they are paying taxes. Right, because we pay taxes, we bitch and moan about it, you know, that kind of thing. But the fact is, this 1%, when it all came in, you know, the fact, you know, people are like, oh, well, 1%, blah, blah, blah. But you're giving it, you're showing people how the tax actually works for them.
I like to joke that I'm a publicist for a tax,
right,
which you don't get very often. But I'm glad that you see it that way, because that's how we see it, that this is something that was brought into effect almost 30 years ago to help sustain the places that people love, whether it was the Zoo or the Aviary, whether it was your local library or your local park. This wasn't just to, you know, line the coffers of government. This was something to make sure that Pittsburgh could continue to have great places, that there was public investment behind it. And you know what it's done in a lot of cases is it's helped make those places better and more sustainable on their own. Places like Phipps have become their own, you know, nonprofit, and had their own, you know, ability to generate money with donations and fundraisers and everything else. And they employ a lot more people than they did 30 years ago before this came into effect. Mm-hmm. So it really comes together in a beautiful way. I don't want to get too schmaltzy about a tax, but it does make these places
yeah, then schmaltzy. People are like,
don't get schmaltzy.
Yeah. Already
turned it off. Get schmaltzy. Yeah.
But it makes these places better. It makes them, you know, more attractive for local visitors and for visitors from out of town. And it really, I think, is a virtuous cycle.
And when you guys do the free things, it introduces people to something they wouldn't necessarily. You know, we always tease that Pittsburghers don't do anything that takes two bridges to get to, right? Yes. But it also, you know, especially these times, It Pittsburghers don't do things that are going to cost, if I have four kids, three kids, whatever, it's going to cost me drinks, food, whatever, parking, and to go do this thing.
Certainly.
It's probably $100, $150 a day. But the fact is, you guys do these free items, and that's super cool.
Right, and the last thing you want to do is, like, pay, you know, a lot for something and find out maybe it's not your thing,
yes,
and you weren't into it. What we are so proud of is that we get people to the symphony who might not otherwise go and say, like, oh, wait, like, I love this. I would love to, you know, come back. You kind of get that free sample effect of, I wouldn't have come without this free offering, but now I am into the ballet or the opera or whatever it may be. And that's
And I
really
don't want
cool.
to put you on the spot, but I will. Is there some, do you have some kind of, I'm not a statistics person at all, but sure, is there data to show that the things that you've done, and not, let's be, you know, full disclosure, not everything's free. It's just things that you do for particular places, and sometimes it happens to be like free admission.
Yes. So a lot of what we put out there, the places say, you know, thank you for this public investment.
Right.
In return, we will have more, you know, free events. Yeah. Free
and it's like a certain day.
Engagement.
Right, right.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So are there statistics showing that example? Because we were saying that you had free admission for the Children's Museum, mm-hmm. Heinz History Center, and what was the third?
The Warhol.
Warhol. Examples. Did mm-hmm. they say, oh, we had an uptick in membership?
Oh, yes.
Really?
They did. That you had more people, you know, going and buying memberships. You had more people that...
So it's working.
It's working, and especially in the sense of a diverse crowd. And I'm, you know, I'm not talking sure. about just like racial and ethnic diversity, although that is important too. We're talking about age diversity.
Yeah.
The people at the Heinz History Center were saying they had more strollers coming in than they had ever seen
before. Okay.
You had, you know, a ton of people going to the Warhol for the first time. Maybe, you know, older people who, you know, might not be, you know, necessarily their thing, but they go and check it out. So it gives everybody the opportunity to try something out. And in a lot of cases, as I mentioned, I think the Heinz History Center in particular saw more people, you know, buying memberships because they had so many people come in the door. So many people see what was on offer and want to come back for more.
Yeah, that's great.
Now we're going to tease a little bit because we're going to talk to you in a little bit about, well, how the public gets involved in
yes.
your job, right? But let's get personal a little bit. You're a big
wow.
runner.
Oh,
you're
yes.
a big runner. So this is election season. What are you running for? No, just kidding.
You said softball questions.
No,
you
right,
did
right.
it before.
Right, yeah, so, no. You did you start running right after we met you and you ate a bunch of Mancini's bread at a podcast?
I know, I do feel like it's
because it seems
us.
Like it really has launched since we've gotten to know
if
you.
If it'll get me a Mancini sponsorship, then yes.
Yeah.
Those right, carbohydrates.
Right.
There you go, yeah.
It started a little bit before I started coming on the show, but I think it's kind of ramped up. And actually this Sunday is the Pittsburgh 10-miler, kind of yeah. goes the route of the half marathon, but in the opposite direction and a little bit shorter. And that's always a fun race that I'll be doing. I'll be doing the YMCA Turkey Trot on Thanksgiving
yeah.
Day. So there's a lot more coming up with that. Yeah.
And there's a lot of that going on in Pittsburgh. And not
I think
the,
so.
I mean, give them a shout out. I know there's so many places where you can base your run, but P3R, it's a Pittsburgh-based company.
Yeah.
And they make these runs and walks experiential.
They
do. You know, one of the coolest ones we did was out at the airport where you got to run and walk on the runways and there were aircraft out there. You know, to me, that was just cool that we could do that. We didn't shut down the airport for anybody that was worried, you know, but there was, you know, but they do these things where it's super cool. Like even this Steelers 5K where you come running in onto the field and you're on the Jumbotron. And that's really... Pittsburgh has exploded with that stuff.
I love it. I'm kind of jealous that you went and did the airport 5x5K because I haven't done that.
Okay.
You weren't friends with us then.
And
you didn't know we were so
and my
fit.
Time was 19.
Yeah.
No,
oh,
I'm
yeah?
just kidding.
Yeah.
Days.
Have to bake
days.
That.
Yeah, I was going to say hours.
Break that next
yeah.
year. But they really do a fantastic job. And part of the reason that I wanted to get into running in the first place is to do these kinds of races. There are very few times during the year where they will shut down streets
yeah.
for people to go on. Shut
yeah.
them down to cars and open them up for people.
Right.
But one of the times is the marathon. One
sure.
of the times is the 10-miler or
yeah.
the turkey trot or what have you. Like, you get to experience the city in a new way. You get to be around all these other people. There's really fun energy around it. So I definitely enjoy that.
We didn't see you at Lemieux, though. We saw you at Lemieux last
yeah.
year.
Yeah, I just skip out
you
on
bagged us.
Lemieux.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I ate your banana.
We noticed.
I ate your banana. I walked, but I still ate three bananas.
I know.
The, my potassium wasn't
we are
low.
So
I
bad at that
bananas.
One because
yeah,
we
yeah.
can't figure it out.
Right.
We
right.
do that slow walk and we feel
okay.
so uneventful.
Yeah.
And we're like, we wanted to do the other thing, not run,
yeah.
but that middle one.
Yeah.
That,
dog.
Like, yeah.
Right. Is there a out of town marathon or 10K or something you really want to work your way to? Because I know somebody that's now working their way towards the New York City Marathon.
Oh,
had
yeah.
no idea you had to qualify yourself through all these apps and everything. But is there one you're trying to get to?
That would be a really cool one. Also the Boston Marathon. That's kind of the standout one where you have to break 3 hours in the marathon to qualify in the first place. So it's all these, you know, crazy athletic folks. And it's just everything I've heard from friends of mine who have run it, who have qualified, is just what an amazing day it becomes in Boston.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has the day off of work on that Monday. And that would be a really cool thing to aspire to. I'm not anywhere close to it yet,
okay.
mind you.
Right.
But like maybe sometime in my 30s, I'd be able to go do that. That'd
oh
be
my
really
God.
Fun.
Why did he do that?
Just cut the podcast now. You're no longer invited
who
to the
says
podcast
that to
in
us.
My 30s.
Yeah. All right. So we'll jump back to all the fun rad stuff. Because when Tracy reaches out, she always says, is there something in particular that you want to talk about? Obviously, huge. And I want to know, is this number that you're reaching, is that a huge, like, is that deal breaking, right?
It is a
your
record
budget.
Breaking.
Okay.
It's
deal breaking. Record breaking. Yeah.
Oh, it's not a deal breaker.
Yeah,
the
it's
deal
not a deal
is
breaker.
On.
Yeah.
Yes. We're currently, our preliminary budget is set for about $134.9 million.
Wow.
And that will be a record breaking budget. And I want to say that it all is thanks to RAD taxpayers. Yeah. When you're spending money in Allegheny County on taxable items, you're contributing to it. So everything from, you know, restaurants doing well to, you know, shops doing well to Taylor Swift coming to town.
I was just going
to
say the concerts. Yeah.
And everybody, you know, all the people traveling in and paying, you know, sales taxes in there. It all contributes to record numbers of sales tax money, and it allows us to invest more in the places that we're already investing in. And even more, coming into next year, we're going to have 7 new RAD assets pending the approval from the board. And it's a real cross-section, as long as I can get my phone out to
do
make
it.
Sure I got
so
all
good.
7.
Here, I'll go.
Just want to double check.
And here's James. See, we delayed for you.
First time RAD assets. We're looking at the Balafon West African Dance Ensemble, Confluence Ballet, the Latin American Cultural Center, Pittsburgh Youth Concert Orchestra, and Allegheny River Trail Park, Frick Environmental Center, and Venture Outdoors. And I think that's a real cross-section of the kind of work that RAD does. You know, it is libraries, but it's also parks and trails. And we've got some new, you know, parks and trails as part of it. It's a lot of arts and culture from, you know, youth to, you know, older folks, and, you know, from dance to instrumental to everything else in between of the performing arts. So it shows that our board is listening. Yeah. We're listening all year long, trying to find new opportunities. And pending the approval from the board later this month, we'll have 7 new assets.
Amazing. And people get a chance to vote on what you're doing, right?
The board does, yes.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So,
or they get a chance
to. People can weigh in.
People can weigh in, yes. Mm-hmm. And we really appreciate public input, and we don't just appreciate it, we want to have public input. What are we doing right? What could we do differently? What do you see that you like? And we encourage people to go to radworkshere.org.
Oh my God,
in the month
stupid.
Of November.
Yeah,
jump
stupid.
In right
yeah.
there. Multiple ways that you can give your feedback. Easiest is by email, but we'll take letters if you know want to write it out and send it in. If you want to fax us, we still have a fax to be able to take that.
Okay.
Or call us, you know, during our office hours, or even leave a voicemail. You know, any way that you want to give your feedback, your input of how RAD can better serve the community, we're open to it.
Well, you get my letter for free permini sandwiches. In the meantime,
junk drawer.
You don't want to do junk drawer first or the question of the day?
Go junk drawer.
All right, did you bring us something for our junk drawer?
I did, yes.
All right, if you're listening for the first time or watching, we have a junk drawer here, and we ask every guest to bring us something for the junk drawer.
I can't wait.
And you have brought us?
I have brought you 2 out-of-town transit passes. Now, this is a staple of my junk drawer, because anytime I'm traveling out of town, I like to take, you know, out of the bus or the subway or whatever they got. So in Los Angeles, it's the TAP card.
Okay.
And in DC for Metro, it's called Smart Trip.
I'll take DC.
There you go. And I don't know about you,
I always feel like whenever I am
leaving a place on vacation, I want to keep the transit card to be like, you know, I'm going to go back. I still have $2 left on this transit card. So it ends up in the junk drawer.
So there might be $2 in this.
I might
be a winner.
We may be going on a trip. James, before we go, what would we find in your glove box?
Oh,
that's
glove
our compartments.
Question
of the day. Yeah.
Well, besides gloves, you would find like a hat and like things for running in the cold where you want to be able to, you know, keep yourself warm, or, you know, whatever, to be able to make sure that I'm not freezing on these winter runs.
Gotcha.
Smart.
Yeah.
James Santelli, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
And real quick, apologies to Sarah Bareilles. Last time around, I called her a one-hit wonder. That was it.
Oh, yeah,
mistake.
You took that on the chin on social
that
media.
Was a mistake. I must make a correction, a la Late Night with Seth Meyers on this Late Night show. Sarah Bareilles, I was thinking of Vanessa Carlton and A Thousand Miles. Sarah Bareilles, you're a wonderful actress and
don't
singer.
Don't talk about music anymore. It's just not good for you, because we're going to have people
right.
James Santelli,
thank you so much.
All
right, we got a guy doing a Lifetime movie next. You jag off late night.
If my younger self could see me doing these things now, I wouldn't believe it. To be a steam fitter, you need to be a problem solver. You can do instrumentation, hydronics, chillers, rigging, HVAC. I have this wonderful opportunity to grow my career.
It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are. Over 100 years, and we're just getting started.
Rach, I have to vent. Here's my dryer vent. This one time, I found a Lee press-on nail in my dryer stuff, and
It was not mine.
Vom in the throat. One time, my kids left Kleenexes from one of their worst whooping coughs in their pocket.
Guys, you guys are such jagoffs. That's not the type of dryer venting we're talking about. We professionally clean your dryer vent to increase your dry time and save you guys some money.
For so 4 hours. Wet, like 10 pounds
you
wet.
You jagoffs, you need to get your dryer vents clean.
It's Monica. Estamos en Emiliano's esta semana para Yeet Yeet. We're hanging out for G-Jet at Emiliano's. They have 5 locations in Pittsburgh and across from me, Tony. Tony, what's going on, sir?
Good. We are doing good. We are excited that you guys are here.
Yeah. What is your title here? ¿Qué es tu título aquí?
I'm one of the operation managers for Emiliano's.
Very cool. How long have you been with the company?
I have been with the company for 16 years.
16 years. Yeah. Now, it's family
Short
oriented.
Time. We are family-owned by Benny Ulloa and Vianel, and we have been here 17 years in Pittsburgh already.
Wow, that's a really big feat.
Yeah.
This sampler, is it a brand new item for Emiliano's?
Yeah, that's one of the new items. We have the two versions. We have the more like close to the Mexican food items, so you can like try chimichangas, taquitos, empanadas and quesadillas.
Yeah, so basically,
and also the guacamole.
The best of Mexico.
Yeah.
Welcome back, John and Rachel. You jog off late night, and thanks to Monica for doing a little G-Jet. It's one of our absolute favorites. I know that I mom things and I say my favorites, but how much do we love Emiliano's? So much so that we had a milestone birthday there. And although Monica could not get out of them, what is the signature ingredient in the guac? It was an amazing thing. Go get their guac.
She was the only one who could have done it, and it was not successful. But we still love you, Emiliano's.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
So, do you guys in Pittsburgh, does anybody know somebody that had a Lifetime movie?
Nope. I mean, I do.
I do. I mean, we're now 6 degrees. We're 1 degree away from Steve Hofstetter, who has become a Pittsburgh here, supporting comedy. So, first of all, welcome to our new little thing, You Jag Off Late Night.
Well, I appreciate that. And I was listening to James' interview, and as it turns out, I am a library and a park. So,
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is so cool.
As it turns out, I heard about all the funding.
And you tour with Taylor Swift, so there's that, right? Because she brought in so much.
Yeah, I actually am going to see her on my honeymoon.
Is that right?
In Dublin. Yeah, we got tickets in Dublin.
Get out of town. Yeah. Wow. There you go.
We happened to be there the weekend that she was going to be performing. So.
I would love to. Have you been to Dublin before?
I have many times.
And do you love it? Everyone says they love it.
I love it, but part of it's very similar to Pittsburgh in that like it's gritty. Like it's not there are some European cities where it's just like this is a museum and I'm bored.
Sure.
And then there are some European cities where you're like I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
And Dublin's both, yeah. Which is great.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you die, you die happy because you're maybe tipped over in a curb
like
after
thanks to the arts grant.
There you go.
Now I'm sorry that we made you follow James because you would have wanted to follow James out to his car to say like, hey, how do I get some of that $130 million?
Well, he's a library and a park. Yeah, exactly.
So, so tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
So we have this new movie that just started airing on Lifetime last week. It's called Handyman from Hell.
Who starts with that? Like, you didn't start with, oh, I do this thing here in Pittsburgh that led to a movie. You just dropped the bomb. You were like, you two have never been in a movie, so I'm going to go there.
Well, yeah. I mean, I came here to make you feel bad.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's, I mean, well, that's what I'm currently promoting, so I got to do it or the overlords get upset. But, no, it's called Handyman from Hell. It's a revenge flick. It's basically... Think of your average Lifetime movie, but then interject a bunch of comedy in it.
Okay.
And that's what it is. It's still got some of the same tropes. The heroine at one point falls when she's running away. I mean, you have to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have aired it if we hadn't had that happen.
Right.
But also, Michael Ian Black is in it, and Frank Caliendo, and Victor Boteto. Jodie Sweetin is in it. There's a really fun misdirect with her character. And so it's fun.
That is so cool.
Now, what happened is, did you put this together to kind of show at film festivals and all this kind of stuff, and then somehow Lifetime got a hold because you submitted to them, or did you focus like, oh, I know this is a template for Lifetime, and I'm going to go after them?
No, we made this for Lifetime.
Like, okay.
We knew that was one of the good options that we had. So Jay Black wrote it. It started as an idea from a joke.
So Jay and his company have sold a couple of movies to Lifetime. I've been in a few of them. I was in Psycho Yoga Instructor and Psycho Storm Chaser.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, Psycho Storm
Chaser. Yeah,
yeah, but I was, one of my faves.
But while we were, I mean, it's who didn't see it at the Oscars?
Yeah. Sure.
Everyone who watched the Oscars. But yeah. There was, we did like a kind of a digital live premiere because it was during COVID that it came out.
Sure.
And during one of the commercial breaks, we're just talking and joking around because I'm renovating this church for the Steel City Arts Foundation. And we just were like, oh, we should write one about a psycho handyman who's renovating a church. And then after the Zoom ended, we're like, we should do that. That would be fun. So Jay wrote the script. We came up with the story together, but Jay wrote the script. And the premise was, can we sell this thing to Lifetime? But the really cool part is, because we're indie, we convinced Lifetime to let us keep the theatrical rights. So we are actually starting to show in theaters Thanksgiving weekend. So our premiere will be in Denver, and then we have one in Minneapolis. We're working on adding one in Pittsburgh as well, because the movie was shot here. 90% of it was shot here. The crew is from here. Some of the actors are from here.
Here and it meaning takes place. Like what areas? Yeah.
So it was shot almost all at the Steel City Arts Foundation.
Okay.
But it takes place. There's a couple local references. There's one point, because I wanted it to be authentic.
Sure.
I hate when they get the details wrong. So there's one part where the handyman is convincing someone they were just on their way and they happen to pass by. And so I looked up the map and I was like, where is he coming from? Newcastle. He's coming from Newcastle. And so like there's a lot of that in the movie where you just kind of see little references.
That's smart, though, because if you can get that kind of an audience, you're sold, right? People love the relatability factor.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's one of these things where if anyone's looking for some deep inner message in it, you're watching the wrong flick.
Yeah, right.
This is fun. It is, you know, there are parts of it that are stupid on purpose.
Sure.
It's a fun movie.
Okay.
Nice.
This might be the dumbest question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why Lifetime? Like, you're saying Lifetime as like, oh, we wanted to do this for Lifetime.
Yeah.
Are they, do they have a good reputation as far as a network? Is it because of the audience, the demographic?
They buy a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Now, it's because, like, right now, just theatrical is very difficult to do.
Okay.
And so you look at the networks that are buying and what their genres are.
Sure.
And, like, Hallmark is buying. But Hallmark is way too clean for me.
Yeah.
I was in a Hallmark movie once that Jay wrote, and it's too clean for me.
Right. And they use DJ from Full House. You use Stephanie.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
We got the good one. So Jody was incredible in it.
I'm sure.
But the, like, you know, you kind of look around at the landscape, you know, who's buying, where can things end up, and what can be fun to do.
Sure.
And also, if you are doing made for TV, it's, you know, it's a lower budget, which allows you to kind of do more. I know that's weird to say, but with a bigger budget, half the movie is CGI. Whereas if you have a lower budget movie, you can really concentrate on the talent and the art of it, which is what we got to do.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. I'm so glad to hear that. Like, you're genuinely happy. And yeah.
How long has it been? You know, did you shoot it 9 months later, 6 months later, 14 months later?
So we shot it in December.
Oh, okay.
And then when we were editing it and then the strike hit, like we were finishing it up and the strike hit. And so at first we're like, okay, we're going to sit on this for a while because we want to support this strike. And then SAG-AFTRA did a wonderful thing where they realized the enemy isn't the little guy. Like, the people they're negotiating with are the rich people. And the independent studios, or the independent production companies, in our case, are not the bad guy. And so they gave out waivers to allow people to still sell and promote stuff that existed. Right. And which, you know, and that's why we were able to do it. But the craziest part is, from the time Lifetime made an offer to the time it aired, less than 2 weeks. Because we showed it to them, and they were like, hey, this is a thriller, Halloween. And we're like, but that's like right now.
Right.
And they do this thing on Lifetime Movie Network where there's a new thriller or horror twice a week. And I guess we got real lucky that they needed one on October 19th because that's where it first aired. And they've been airing the crap out of it ever since, which is great. We actually rated higher in the 18 to 49 demographic than I think anything else they had that week. And I think that's so because we had comedians in it. We had, you know, it was a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
I love this story.
I feel like you're our Kevin Bacon. at this point. Like, yeah. we know him. So tell us, go back.
I was in a movie with it. No,
totally. I was going to say,
wasn't. Go well, backward a little bit, if you don't mind, and talk about the Steel City AF.
Absolutely. So Steel City AF, Steel City Arts Foundation, but it also stands for the other stuff.
You know. Hey, we got it. The whole Jagoff thing is the same thing.
Please, absolutely. Yeah. And we have to say, you know, people know your voice because you've been on our show a bunch of times, just not in person. We've always talked to you over the phone for our Hump Day Haha, where, you know, you've had so many different things going on in the city. Yeah. But we haven't met to really know all the great things.
Until today, I thought you were both AI. I didn't even know.
Oh, yeah.
And now you wish we were.
Yeah. Right.
He's a little chubbier than AI.
Oh my God.
So someone's self-conscious. So
but I'll have more bread.
You're like, we're sponsored by
right, Mancini.
So
where's the butter?
Steel City Arts Foundation is a live, work, play environment for stand-up comedians located in Stanton Heights. It's a 501c3. It's funded by donations and my constant touring and the occasional Lifetime movie sale.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a place where comedians can get mentorship, they can use equipment, there's a green screen they can shoot from, there's a podcast studio, there's a gym they can work out in because our we're self-conscious too.
Yeah.
And life on the road is very unhealthy. I mean, especially when you're starting out, a club will be like, well, we're not going to pay you, but here's a bunch of chicken fingers.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. And you wonder why so many of us die young. So we try to concentrate on, we actually do have a library. We have a comedy library. We have an art gallery. There's a bunch of stuff there. We're still waiting on zoning. We're still pursuing that from the city so that we could open to the public.
Okay.
But for now, our members come and go and use the space. I did today, so I have my comedy special is recording Monday and Tuesday. I did a digital run through of it because we have a Zoom studio. So we have three giant screens where you could like see audience and like actually interact with people, not just sitting at a laptop performing, but standing up, a stage, lighting, everything. And so I was able to do the run through of that today, and that's great. So valuable. I use the studio myself.
Why did you bring this to Pittsburgh?
Because you're from New York, right?
I am from New York originally. I don't know if you know how expensive it is to buy a church in New York.
Okay.
Or go to church.
Pittsburgh. I think I bought the building for the cost of a parking space. It's honestly, there's a ton of reasons. I joked around before about how the city is gritty, but it is. It is underestimated, much like the average comedian.
Sure.
But logistically, it's a great place to be based as a comic. There are 18 other full-time comedy markets within a short drive. It is a short flight from 2/3 of the population of the U.S. and Canada. It's a great place to be based to leave, but it's also a scene that's growing. We got here before Bottle Rocket opened. We got here before City Winery opened. We're so happy that both of them are in the scene. And the reason why I think both of them were able to open here is because Pittsburgh lost a lot. During the pandemic, Hambone's closed. We lost the Rex. A lot of places that were go-tos for stand-up no longer existed.
Sure.
And so being able to bring in, you know, international headliners and mentors, and, you know, we have a house with the property where three comedians live in at a time, Learn More Jonesy, who we brought over from Zimbabwe.
We talked to him.
We met him.
We helped him get his green card. He went from someone who was doing well in Africa but had never worked in America.
Right.
And now he's headlining the Pittsburgh Improv, and he's got 200,000 followers on Instagram, and, like, that's what we want to make happen. Yeah. And when his residency was up, he decided to stay.
Yeah,
and so now he lives in Pittsburgh, and he's based here. He's still traveling all over, but he's still based here, which is great for some new and up-and-coming comic. They can then work with him, learn from him.
Sure.
Et cetera.
I love that.
Is such a good point. And you really have it mastered. And of course, Pittsburgh, we throw our arms around people who can do that. So thank you so much.
All right. So, you know, we have this little thing where we do try to fill our junk drawer with your junk. So junk. What kind of junk did you bring us for our junk drawer?
I brought
something
that is very junk drawer-esque. It is a little rubber furniture feet.
It's one of those
things.
Yeah. Where you like buy one of these because you need it, and then it comes with a bunch more, and you're like, what do I do with these? Oh, and I'm like, I know, I bring them to a podcast. That's
and then
what
you're
I
like,
do.
Does yes. anyone have eight of those rubber stoppers?
Exactly.
Right.
And I will bet anything that next week I
yeah.
will need them for something
oh,
else.
Yes,
and I'll be
sure.
like,
well, you know where to come get them.
Yeah, I'll be like, I need the junk drawer.
Steve, where can everybody find you and follow you so that they can know more about the great work you're doing?
Thank you. So personally, it's at Steve Hofstetter on everything. For the Steel City Arts Foundation, it's at Steel City AF. For Sunken Bus, which is the new venue that's coming in Ross Township very shortly, it's just at Sunken Bus. And then, of course, if you want to watch the movie, that is available on Lifetime Movie Network and their app, as well as a bunch of the various TV apps. So it's called Handyman from Hell. Check it out.
I love it. We have to check it out. And we also do a question of the day.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get to tell us not only do you bring your junk, but what is in, if we opened your glove box, what would we find?
A forest fire's worth of napkins.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're no James Santelli. He is prepared.
No. He when you said glove box, I was like, is he thinking of an actual box with
right.
gloves?
Right.
No.
Silly guy.
Like, there's so much
first
stuff
thing
in there.
He said was gloves. I'm like,
silly guy.
The other thing is every bit of paperwork that's ever been done on my car. Like, if I do this for every vehicle I've ever owned,
same.
Every oil change, every et cetera, because when you sell that thing eventually,
yeah.
when you hand that stack to someone, they just go, oh, yeah, I'm sure it's good.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's
right.
why I have it.
Such a good point.
Yeah. It's like ski tags on your coat. You don't even know what they know. It makes sense. But that's fire log.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. But they know.
Yeah. They know.
It's funny. It helps.
Steve, thanks for joining us on your Jagger Fleet Night. It was a pleasure to have you. We need to have you back whenever Sunken Bust comes to you at the Ross Township area.
Absolutely. It'll be soon.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks. Here's the feet.
Oh, yeah?
I was thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick. I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive, where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
Welcome to Fanatic. Can I take your orders?
You need a tap in?
No, we don't use this. We know how to yell the sandwich to cook. Here we go.
Dig in.
It's John and Rachel. We love to dig into iconic Pittsburgh places like Permanis. So we brought our friends from People's Gas.
Please call at least 3 business days before you dig.
It doesn't matter if it's a big project or something small like a mailbox. Always call before you dig.
I called. We can dig in.
So please call 811 3 business days before excavating so you don't have to call 911.
What we love about this corner, there are at least 6 or 7 churches all within a 3-block radius. Why? You may be wondering. Well, speaking of that steel industry, all of the immigrants who came here and especially landed right here to work in the mills, especially from Eastern, Southern Europe, they all built their own churches. They all went to, they really were cultural hubs. They were places where you could meet people who understood you literally because of your language, but also culturally. And here we are in the present, this place, this looks a little different than it used to. Shops, food, drink, but Pittsburgh, true to form, always likes to pay homage to what came before. So if you see tucked back behind me up here, the smokestacks of what really made this community what it is today.
Hey, John and Rachel, you jag off late night. And you know, here's what I love about today. We took our time and interviewed people so that we weren't like rushing, right? Because Tracy gets us so many good guests and we actually got to kind of savor it, especially talking to those two, right?
Right.
Now.
And it gives us time. Don't like cut us off because at the end we have a little game we're going to play that we've been trying to play.
It's my
for
summary.
The last 3 episodes.
Do you want me to read my summary?
So,
it literally starts with
so
that.
Our guest is going to play this game. Doesn't know that yet. But in the meantime, Tufile, you're welcome. Welcome to the Jag Off Late Night.
Nice
good. How's
guys.
It going with you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Everything's
right.
good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we are good, and we actually just had our correspondent, our jag bragger, Tressa, who did our Where Ya At, and it was Homestead, not Homewood, though it's, you know, that's right. where you're from. We love that Pittsburgh has so many unique neighborhoods, and the fact that she went there, she actually met up with our friend Max Gonzalez. Did you know that?
I did.
She talked about Do What We Love, and, you know, they are, he and Shane Pilster are graffiti artists and muralists, and they do some great work in these, you know, communities and in these neighborhoods and stuff like that. And I just love that we're exploring. We went from last week, where was Monica? Brighton Heights, out to the Homestead area. Mm-hmm. So this is cool. So now you hail from Homewood. Right. Are you, biggest question we will ask you, are you an original Pittsburgher?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that you're like, would I be here? Yeah. What do you love most about Pittsburgh?
It's a cool place. I mean, it's a lot about business opportunities here. But it's also like, everybody here is pretty cool. It's not too crazy of a city. You know?
Okay.
So everything's like pretty lined
status
up.
Status quo.
It's what I say, everything's pretty
When cool. you say business opportunity, you mean music-wise? Like,
music-wise?
Because that seems to be strong anymore.
Yeah, there's music-wise as far as like anything you want to do. I know people with like cleaning companies. There's like people that own stores. There's people that own car lots. A whole lot of stuff. You just got to get out there and find it. Honestly,
entrepreneurial kind of thing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, a lot of stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's like Steve was talking about, like, he houses comedians so that they can work on their craft. The fact is, here in Pittsburgh,
do you house comedians?
You can work on your craft, but still be sustainable somewhere along the way, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, that's super cool. All right. So what got you started here?
With
Were
music?
You always in music? Yeah.
I've been in music for a while, but as far as like taking it serious, I'll say like a little bit, like a year and a half almost.
Okay.
Like, as far as like putting my own money behind it, my music videos, my studio time and all that. Like, probably
what
like
made you start taking it seriously? Did someone go,
everybody else around me?
Oh, is that right?
Everybody else around
me. So, you're like, wow, you're good at this.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So it was like, why play with it if you're good at it? So
okay.
And what were you good at? Because every time we have a musician, we talk about genres of music and how they blend and why it's important to know different genres. Like, how did it start for you?
Pretty versatile. So like, as far as it's starting, like, sometimes I'd be sitting in my room, like, usually when I'm on my way to sleep, I'll hum something like in my head, and then it, like, I'll just start writing to it, and then it'll be like a song by the morning time, honestly.
Really?
So, yeah.
Since you were young?
Yeah, since I was young, probably like 10, I'll say like 10.
Would you wake up and sort of write lyrics, you know, like keep a notepad by your bedside?
Yeah, nowadays
there?
I just do it in my phone though. So
yeah, right.
He's like,
lady.
My mom just asked me a question.
You just do it on the phone. So it's
my
like,
Aunt Greta.
But no,
asked
back
me
then,
a
notepad. Yeah, you're right.
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 I mean, but that's what
that's
you
what
would
I
do.
Say,
yeah. That is so cool. So, were you always musically inclined? Example, like,
yeah,
so
my
many
whole
schools?
Family pretty
oh,
much
okay.
is like, yeah, we just all pretty much listen to all types of genres of music, all types of. Even
what did
like
you grow up
the,
listening to?
Mainly like R&B, you know, like with my mom and all that. So
sure,
that stays on repeat like all the time around my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
That's older R&B.
Big question for you: during the holiday season, do you listen to The Temptations' Christmas Card?
Oof. I know who the Temptations are.
I listen to
a couple of them, but
this
like,
is the part. This is the part where Rachel drops in. The Temptations were at my wedding.
They were at my wedding.
Really?
For real?
Oh.
For real?
Would I lie on my
own
show?
Oh, really? Really?
Never.
So, there
that's,
you go.
That's nice. That's nice. Temptations at the wedding
is nice. No, we
joke
because at holiday time, it is not holiday time in my house until we bust out the Temptations Christmas Card. So I just wondered, like, how R&B are you? But R&B is a great foundation for really any music, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like also like gives you so many ideas to run off to and like listen to it, even in like the way it makes you feel, like sometimes like even like put your own stuff together too. So it's like,
so when you're putting your own stuff together, do you hear it as a lyric? Do you hear it as a drum beat? Do you
usually
hear it
when I'm first starting, it's a melody, like
okay,
like get a bass for it, and then like I'll fill it in with words, like
okay,
if that makes sense, like
yeah,
I'll basically hum a whole song and then fill it in with words.
Okay.
So
all right, go to the wordsmithing part. When you're kind of coming up with the words, how do you write? Is it something from sadness, happiness, emotion in general?
Everything usually. And I try to like make my songs as like visual as possible, so like you could see a music video to a song that I'm like without even seeing the music video, like you just listening to it, you can see like a visual to it. Like that's how I try to write to like all my music.
That's actually a really good leading question. So.
Same, I know. I have one too, but I don't think it's the same. Go ahead.
All right, no. So
oh, you listen to The Temptations' Christmas Card?
I do. Yes, I do.
because of me.
You play it in my car as I'm driving. You're like we won't listen to nothing else but this. But no, when you're have you made a music video at this point? Have you done it right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I got a lot of music.
So the fact of the matter is that what's harder, making the video or making the song?
Making the song.
Yeah,
but
see, I don't think anybody would realize
bringing
that.
Bringing the music video to life, like how I would want it, would be harder. But like,
yeah,
as far as like getting all my words and stuff lined up, that's a huge part in it.
So okay,
I would do
bigger question than that.
Uh oh.
Why is the video so important? Because we come from a time, right? That's obviously different than yours. I mean, I'm literally the MTV, the VH1, the right. BET era, like when it all started. And so
what
that
do you think
was
from the Flintstones.
So basic, but you're not. I mean, that was already around.
Right.
So to us, it was like, wow, you can add a video component to songs.
Right.
So just as the transformation from vinyl to cassette to CD to whatever, right? Hey. Why is the video so important?
I feel like the people who, like your fan base, wants to see the video more than the actual song. Because
really?
There's been times like I've put songs out without videos and then I'll do a video to it and then somebody's like, oh, that's a cool song. But yeah, it's been out for 3 months.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Until you've seen the video. So I would say it depends like what your fan base is really into, but mine really likes music videos like a lot. So.
Okay.
So when you're out hanging out with your friends, they're like, dude, you get me in your video or not?
Yeah, right.
Is that like
do
the big
really
question?
Ask?
Yeah.
Yeah, like
they
when I'm on the south side and stuff like that. Yeah. Like when I'm on the south side and stuff like that, people always come up to me. It's just crazy.
Put me at the table. Put me on the top of the steps.
Right.
Put me at the table.
Put me at the table.
Next, just so you know, like that's the next question.
I just want to be at the top of the steps in one of your videos right now.
Let's do it.
That's right.
Hey.
Here we go.
Let's do it. We're locked in.
And I'll hold a skateboard. Like I'm gonna go down the railing and then we'll just meet the bottom.
I'm gonna hold you to it, man.
I'm holding you to it.
Sorry that it has come together. So, what are you working on now?
Right now I'm putting together another album. I recently dropped two of them in an EP. The EP is like just a shorter version of an album. I'm just saying, for the people who might not know.
Yeah, you're right.
So like, and now I'm just working on another one right now. I wanted to drop it in December, but I might wait until like January just to have something out fresh for 2024.
Okay.
That's the year we're in, right?
Okay.
Now we're going to hear a little music from you, but before we do that, we're going to set up for that. But in the meantime, we're going to kick it out to Jack from the PDP for this week's 412 Deuce.
Hi, my name is Jack Dougherty. I am with the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, and I am here to tell you everything that is coming up and going on for this week's edition of 412 Dupes. So, Halloween may have just happened, but we have flipped the calendar. It is now November, and with that comes a full focus on creating a fantastic holiday season for downtown Pittsburgh. And we have some wonderful things in store for this year. Everything is going to kick off with the return of Pittsburgh's annual holiday celebration. Highmark Light Up Night is coming back this year on Saturday, November 18th. We're going to have multiple stages, multiple tree lighting ceremonies, kids activities, and it's all going to be culminating with a fantastic fireworks finale off the river near PNC Park after our headline performance from our just announced headliner, Philip Phillips. So it's going to be a fantastic evening, and it's really just the start of everything that we have planned for the holiday season. Our holiday market, the People's Gas Holiday Market in Market Square, is returning this year for its 12th season. We are thrilled to bring this beloved Pittsburgh tradition back to the square. We have vendors coming in from out of state, out of town, out of the country. We have international vendors who come for this market. It's going to be fantastic. And the big news this year is that we are adding Glühwein, which is a traditional hot spiced German wine that you can buy by the glass. We're also going to have some seasonal beers available on the weekends for people to enjoy in the market. So we're very excited about that. Additionally, we are bringing back our Photos with Santa operation, which is going to come to the Heinz Hall Courtyard. We are very excited to bring that back. The photos are free with a donation to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And surrounding Santa's house in Heinz Hall Courtyard, there's going to be a fantastic selfie garden full of backdrops of beloved characters from Fred Rogers Productions. And right across the street on the weekends, we are going to also be having our Kids Play Zone. Again, thanks to our partners at Fred Rogers, there's going to be costumed character visits, crafts, games, lots of fun activities for the whole family to enjoy. So keep a lookout for all of these details and more that are going to be announced. You can find everything you need to know at downtownpittsburgh.com/holidays or follow us on social media. We are at all of the social media platforms under the handle at Downtown Pitt. Thanks.
We've been trying to play this bit for the last three episodes, but we haven't. It's pick it. You pick it. So what happens is tonight our food sponsor is Mancini's Bread. They gave us their traditional twist, and they gave us their pepperoni roll. Rachel, which one would you pick?
Easy. This is so easy. Plain. The traditional twist. Right. Who doesn't know
would,
that?
I would definitely pick the pepperoni. And Too Foul, our musician.
He didn't touch it, Too
Foul. What? What are you? What? You pick it. What would you eat?
I gotta pick it, the classic. Right.
Oh, there you go. Look, it's Kenny Pickett. You get it? You get it? Kenny Pickett.
This is the segment that we've been dying to roll out.
And you guys have been dying to see. So anyway.
And there's no pressure that I told him that you need to pick the
traditional. Did you bring us something for our junk drawer?
I did.
All right.
Okay, so let's see.
So.
Oh my God!
I feel like you're holding a school drive.
He brought the whole junk drawer. Did you clean out your house?
Listen to me.
Oh my God!
It has to go somewhere, right?
Back to school. Back to school. We are helping out an entire school. I think I love that.
He has a library. Is that the Love Your Library thing too? No, it's close.
It's close. All right, it's close. It's close.
So, where does everybody find you online?
Instagram. I'm Ben Too Foul. BEAN. The number 2 foul. Nice. Facebook. I'm Too Foul. And Twitter, I'm Ben Too Foul also.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm not saying anywhere.
And what would we find in your glove box in your car?
Utensils, probably forks and spoons.
That's another good one.
Because it's the worst. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know you had a Frosty before and they forgot to give you the spoon. Right. So,
and they don't melt. They stay so thick. Yeah,
exactly.
We got to say thank you to James Santilli from Rad. We got to say thank you to Steve Hofstetter from Steel City AF. And thank you to Too Foul. We're going to hear your song, which is what?
Don't Fear.
John and Rachel, you jack up late night.
Baby, I'm home. Did you miss me? Was you loyal like you said, or did you trick me? Call my phone, act like you miss me. I'm on your heels like Timmy Turner was on Trixie's. But don't fear, cause I'm here. So wipe off all your tears and conquer all your fears. Say don't fear, cause I'm here. So wipe off all your tears and conquer all your fears. Been a while we still playing games. Back and forth, first you with me, then you ain't. Took some time, but the feeling's still the same. But I'm straight, so I guess I can't complain. I've been focused, I'm staying in my lane. Too much thinking, got too much on my brain. I done seen so many sunny days, but I know some days it gotta rain. Ain't gonna lie, I be feeling like the most. How the feeling come back and it don't go. Can I still be feeling like there's hope? Hope there is, but I don't really know. Got a bond, I just know we gotta grow. Not a part, but it's one I know you know. We ain't gotta let a single person know. No cameras, we ain't playing on a show. Baby, I'm home. Did you miss me? Was you loyal like you said, or did you trick me? Call my phone, act like you miss me. I'm on your heels like Timmy Turner was on Trixie's. But don't fear, cause I'm here. So wipe off all your tears and conquer all your fears. Say don't fear, cause I'm here. So wipe off all your tears and conquer all your fears. Baby, I'm home. Say don't fear.